This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Last night, as every night, news agency cameras locked off in Gaza to record the explosions. At 10 to 7, they pick up what appears to be a rocket above Gaza, apparently exploding in midair. Shortly after, two explosions. The second, believed to be in the hospital car park, causes a large and immediate fire. There's no proof that the midair and ground explosions are necessarily linked. We spoke to one eyewitness.
I live very near to the hospital, and we have seen, you know, the neighboring area have seen the bombs dropping on the hospital. The explosion was so massive and so huge, and the mountain fire rising up into the sky was so horrible. We instantly knew that this is the Ahli Arab Hospital. It's the Baptist Hospital, the oldest Christian hospital in Gaza Strip.
Dr. Mohammed Al-Naka said there was no warning and about 3,000 people were sheltering here. He said, we don't know what it was, but we know what it can do after it targeted children who were cut to pieces. Gaza's Hamas-controlled health ministry says 471 people were killed. If so, that's by far the worst single loss of life for Palestinians in all the long wars with Israel. Doctors held a press conference standing in the middle of a makeshift mortuary. It is clear scores of people at least were killed. Moreover, the Archbishop of Canterbury has said the hospital was attacked at the weekend, at least four civilians injured, and on Sunday the Israelis phoned up telling everybody to evacuate. Gaza today, damage caused by an Israeli airstrike. Concrete buildings pancaked, structural collapse over a wide area, splash marks of shrapnel. Large craters are usual if the missile hits open ground as opposed to a building, like a car park. This is what you see at the hospital today. Small craters you'd expect from a mortar strike or artillery round, not a missile. Surrounding buildings have only superficial damage, not structural collapse. Some of the windows of an adjoining church remain intact. This makes a ground detonating Israeli missile strike unlikely, but it doesn't rule out an airburst munition, which could cause major loss of life, but would produce far less structural damage.
All right, let's stop right there. Again, I'm not taking sides. If it airbursts, it'd blow up the buildings around it. The buildings aren't blown up. Where are the 500 dead? They're storing the dead bodies at the hospital. They have a press conference with the dead bodies to say that. That's what I see. It's not about defending Israel. It's about defending the truth. And it's about looking at the reality. Israel stood down for 7 hours, maybe longer. That's a fact. That should be investigated. That's the big enchilada. Why did Biden give $6 billion to the Iranians to give it to Hezbollah and Hamas? Why did they give them $87 million of equipment and weapons in Afghanistan? Why have they opened our borders up to it? Those are all the big issues. But the media went with this. If it was an airburst, it would still blow the buildings up around it. The windows are blown out. It was not a JDAM. It was not a big bomb. It was not a big missile. And that newscast shows another missile being shot down by Israelis. That's not it. The Israelis have released the footage of Hamas firing a bunch of missiles over the hospital, and one fails and falls right there, and they have the markings of it. So it's not about defending Israel. It's about looking at the facts and being honest about it. And we obsess over this all day. It gives me a headache. The whole thing's a disaster. The $6 billion shouldn't have been given to Iran. The $87 million shouldn't have been given to Hezbollah and the Taliban and all the rest of them. And that's the big issue here. And we shouldn't be funding $100 million, $20 billion or $15 billion to Israel and $80 billion to Ukraine. And Israel told Zelensky, don't come here. To grandstand and try to, they know he's about to get all the money. It's disgusting, and it's World War III out of control. All right, we're going to talk about it all when we come back. And we've got Stu Peters, who's got his own positions on this that I respect. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's News Today, Van.video for all the Van videos. And don't forget that big 60% off sales about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we fund the operation. Be sure and get your products out.
Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, so again, talk show host Stu Peters joins us. Really appreciate him coming on. And I want to get his take and his views. I respect him on what's really happening in the world today. They use the COVID lockdowns for control, the wars in Europe and Ukraine. Now they want to shut the water off. Now, Biden's funding all this in the Middle East. What does Stu Peters really think is going on? Stu Peters, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot for having me. It's good to be here. You said before the break that this whole thing just gives you a headache. And it's true, because taking a side is you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. You know, so I support Israel. 100% of the members of our U.S. Congress are wearing these stupid lapel pins with a foreign government's flag on it. You got some congressman running around in an IDF uniform. You have people on the internet on X and all over the place cheering on the flattening of these terrorists, these Hamas people. Turn it to glass, cut off their water, cut off their electricity. So it's important, you said, and I agree with you, to discuss the facts, to report the truth. And here's the truth. The truth is that in Gaza, there are 2.3 million people, 2.3 million in that really small, it's very densely populated area, 2.3 million. Of the 2.3 million people that are there, this is probably going to surprise a lot of people. 50% of 2.3 million people are under the age of 15. 75% of those 2.3 million people are under the age of 25. So the people that are on X and that are on, you know, all these other platforms cheering this on to cut off the water, to bomb the bakeries, to cut off the electricity, to flatten them all. They are advocating for ethnic cleansing. They are advocating for the bombing and the murder of kids.
And by the way, I totally agree with you. Something like 20% are under the age of 10. So these are children, and we've seen Israeli statements that they're all terrorists, they all deserve to die. No. An 8-year-old child, a 5-year-old child cannot make choices. They don't deserve to die. And I've seen the heartbreaking videos. So I agree with you why you're upset and why you're saying this is wrong. I mean, why not kill the leaders of Hamas who aren't even in the country? Why isn't Israel doing that?
Yeah, I mean, you saw Donald Trump go in that. He went in and like killed one person, assassinated a person instead of carpet bombing an entire country. You know, and I know that there's not carpet bombing going on here, but whether or not the hospital thing, there was 400 different stories on X all at the same time. Old proverb, the first casualty in any war is the truth. There is propaganda spewing out of everywhere. You've got this Vladimir Zelensky blaming Putin for what Hamas did. I mean, it's just insanity. But what the real issue is that I have, Alex, is you said, you know, that there's false reporting and this and that. Yeah, but you see, Israel is allowed to do that. They get carte blanche. They get a green light to report whatever they want to report. And, you know, no other platform out there that I'm aware of is giving a voice to any of the Palestinians. I don't see the Fox News channel or CNN or MSNBC talking to anybody in Gaza.
No, no, Sue, I respect that. I'm a millimeter away from going your direction. If I hate the establishment, I hate the corporate media, and they're going with the Israeli line, why not just be contrarian?
Well, and, you know, we spoke to a couple of Palestinians today and yesterday. And, you know, these are displaced people out of Palestine, out of the Gaza, you know, open air concentration camp. I mean, these people are kept in locked. The conditions of living there are horrible.
Imagine being a child born into this.
That is under the boot of Israel. So if you want to report the facts, that's the truth. And so what you have here is, and then also journalists are being murdered. Cameramen are being bombed and taken out. Soon there will be no witness to the genocide that's happening there. And we have to acknowledge the fact is this is ethnic cleansing. This is the murder, the sponsored U.S. taxpayer sponsored murder of children. And I don't care what your ideologies are. And it makes no difference about your religious beliefs, because I will just tell you, like in this country, Baptists are great people. Pentecostals, conservative, Bible believing Protestants in America are absolutely amazing people. They have big hearts. They want the best for humankind. And that usually means that they want the people that they meet and know and love, even the people that they don't know, to go find Jesus and to have a personal relationship with Christ. But somewhere along the line, we ran aground with our understanding of the Bible, whether it was an accident or some bad actors introduced a bad Bible translation into the churches, somehow became adherents to some brand new religion, and that religion is Zionism. And I will just tell you, there is a big difference between being an anti-Semitic person and an anti-Zionist. And I'm 100% anti-Zionist, because Zionism, Alex, has a very checkered past, historically, believe it or not. So at most present times, a lot of believing Christians, whether they know it or not, have been duped into following this Zionism and not Christianity. And Zionism is Jewish supremacy. And so you have a Jewish supremacist genocide, an open-air murder of children sponsored by the U.S. taxpayers, carried out by the military-industrial complex. And we have the perfect trifecta going on right now for these warmongers that want to enrich themselves, for Raytheon, for what's happening in Ukraine, this proxy war against Russia, which is, it's not about Russia at all, as you know. You've got this thing that's ticking off now between Israel and Palestine. You've got Iran right on the border there. Hezbollah is going to get involved. You know, Lindsey Graham is saying that this will be a three-factor war if that happens, because the United States will definitely get involved. And then behind the scenes, you have China posturing at Taiwan. No doubt we're going to send all kinds of money there. So you've got all of these wars that are going on.
Oh, you're right. And World War III has begun. So let me just stop. I agree with your geopolitical analysis. Let's bring in the other calculus. Israel's clear stand down. What Hamas did, I don't agree with slaughtering and burning families up in their houses. No. So people see that. That's why, Stu, they're upset. I'm talking about real people, Americans and others out there. And then they pull back and they see the squad, the scum of the earth, storming the Capitol, being praised by the media. They see corporate media going with all these official stories, the hospital being blown up. And people go, whoa, what's that about? So I get what you're saying, that surely Israelis have done war crimes. They've done terrible things. I've covered it myself before. People say, oh, my God, this old Alex Jones video is terrible. No, no, against Israel. I've always said that. I always say what Israel does is wrong. Then I say what the Muslims do. See, I'm just trying to be fair about, Stu, do we really want tens of millions of Muslims here? Do we really think they're compatible? We know Islam wants to take over. So what I'm saying is, Israel's like the best house in a bad neighborhood. I don't want to be involved with Israel. I don't want to aid Israel. I'm sick of it. And I don't know why the Israel lobby wants our borders open. They're saying at Breitbart, bring in millions of refugees. I think you probably say no, right, Stu? So what I'm saying is there's other calculus beyond that. You're a smart guy. What's your take on it?
My take is we shouldn't be involved at all.
I agree.
At all. There should be no aid going to Israel or to Taiwan or to Ukraine or to anywhere else.
Or the West Bank.
And these people are allowed to say whatever they want to say, and they can nuke you right off the internet. You know better than anybody about being nuked off the internet.
Well, I mean, I've been nuked for criticizing China. That's what Elon Musk won't allow.
So this Zionism is how we get people like the ADL exercising supremacy in the media space. They're better than you. You can't say anything bad about them. They'll punish you and deem you to be anti-Semitic. And the term Semitic doesn't even mean Jewish, by the way. It refers to many other people, not just Jewish people. But
it simply means Palestine.
They've weaponized this word. And that's something that we can come back to. But the main point is here, before we go to break in 1 minute.
I'm going to skip the break.
Okay. America is worshiping a false Christianity when it worships Christian Zionism. And the Jews who...
There's no doubt that there's a modern form of Christianity that is like a sycophantic worshiper of one version of Judaism.
And the Jews who push Zionism are followers of the Talmud. They do not follow the Torah. And what does the Talmud say? Well, Alex, I just went over to check out the Princeton University Press on this subject just before coming on, and I found some pretty interesting things. According to Princeton, the Talmud mocks Jesus' birth from a Virgin Mary. According to the Princeton University Press, the Talmud strongly contests Jesus' claim to be the Messiah and the Son of God. And according to the Princeton University Press, the Talmud says that Jesus was rightfully executed because he was a blasphemer and an idolatry. He was practicing an idolatry. It even says, among other things, that Jesus is being punished right now.
Like, no, and I saw that video you put out today from Israel where they're not letting Christians preach and saying you all deserve to die. We'll play that clip in a moment, guys. Get that clip ready. Keep going.
Yeah, so then you have the Balfour Declaration, which was later written to Lord Walter Raleigh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning rocket attacks from Hamas all the time, a.k.a. our CIA, because, you know, our taxpayer dollars went to Israel. Israel formed Hamas, just like our CIA funded and made up ISIS, Jihad Johnny, all of this to piss you off so that Toby Keith could write a song so that you cheer on going and put a boot in their ass. It's the American way. No, it's not. But we're supposed to believe that somehow these low IQ goat herders got on hang gliders and infiltrated this superpower, fourth most fortified military in the entire world, and caught them by surprise. Now, what was the first thing that the IDF said about this hospital? You remember? Okay, so now we know that the hospital thing was fake. But what did they say? They came out and they said, no, we hit that place. This is what the IDF said. We're not making this up. We hit that place, that hospital, because...
Now you're talking next level. Now, Stu, you're talking next level. Exactly. Israel first said that they hit it, and the whole corporate media that's globalist went along with it, and they allowed the rampaging, knowing Muslims would attack around the world, getting them even more support. You just hit it right there.
And what did they say about it? They said, we knew that Hamas was gathered there and that they were using that as a staging area and that they were having, you know, top secret meetings there. And we knew that because we used advanced surveillance technology and we knew exactly what their movements were going to be and we knew exactly what they were going to do and we couldn't have it, so we blew them up. That's what they said. Well, if you have that kind of advanced surveillance technology, which now turns out that it was a lie because the bombing was fake, so their whole story was a lie. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the whole thing coming out of this whole thing, there's 400 different lies about it. But I do believe that they have advanced surveillance technology. I know that because our CIA works with the Mossad, and we saw how they surveilled innocent Americans on January 6th and turned them into prisoners of war on U.S. soil. They knew where their phones were. They heard their conversations. They looked through their bank accounts. I mean, all of that. So if Israel has this kind of advanced surveillance technology and these fortified borders and this Iron Dome, then shouldn't they have known in advance that this operation was going to be taking place?
So stay there. Clearly a stand down. And you're right. Then they have the Muslims go crazy worldwide. Israel agrees they hit the hospital at first, back off that, which is the truth. And so there's a global destabilization using Islam as the next threat. They use COVID. They use Ukraine. They use climate. They want to cut the water off. What else are they going to pull?
They're going to steal everything. This is a land grab. You know what Israel is? Israel is the front lines for the U.S. military industrial complex. It's an excuse because it is Israel for the military industrial complex. And if you oppose it, you're an anti-Semite and you won't be able to talk. You'll be kicked off of every platform. And what happens when there's no eyewitness to anything? Murderers can murder with impunity. And so they're going to steal. What have we done everywhere? We steal resources. We steal oil, olive trees, cotton, you know, poppy seeds.
Our government stole Hawaii 100 years ago and now burned it down.
Burned it down with directed energy weapons. This is a land grab. 700,000 Palestinians were forced from their homes when this secular pro-gay, pro-abortion, vaccine mandate, bioweapon, everybody in Israel is on their fifth shot because it was mandated. This Zionist state was created. That's what I would call ethnic cleansing. So when you're talking about millions of Muslims coming to America, who's sponsoring that? We are.
No, I agree. I agree with you. And going back to this, look at how they used Israel as guinea pigs. And yet Yahoo said, we're going to be guinea pigs. I just think they're targeting. I don't think the Jews are the enemy, though. I think the political class is playing us off against each other.
No. Jews are not the enemy. Neither are Muslims. Neither are Christians. I mean, Republicans, Democrats, blacks, whites. No. Jews are not the enemies. Jews are not bad people, by and large. No, what I'm saying is the Zionists are the enemy. And if you look at every intervention where we spread democracy and we killed innocent people and we flattened buildings and we rebuilt and we did regime changes and we occupied these countries, if you look at every one of them, where does the funding come from? I'll say it, the Rothschilds. That's where it comes from, the top of the Zionist lobby. Everybody's so scared to say that on the internet because they don't want to get kicked off. But no, you and I are Israel. We, the church, Christ's church, are Israel. That secular government that's killing innocent people is not God's Israel. Israel doesn't even care about Israelis. Look how they treated them during the pandemic, like freaking cattle. Like Ben Shapiro, Israelis have no regard for life at all whatsoever, even the lives of their own countrymen. Mentioning Jesus in Israel will get you arrested and possibly killed. So if you want to know how this secular pro-abortion, pro-homo state of Israel treats Christians, all you have to do is look at Bethlehem, where Jesus was born. The town of Bethlehem, where he was born, until recently was 80% Christian. Before the advent of the secular Zionist pro-abortion, pro-homosexual state of Israel. Now Bethlehem is 20% Christian.
By the way, since you mentioned it, guys, you have that one-minute clip in Israel. People don't know this, but preaching the gospel is outlawed there. And I'm not anti-Israel or anti-Jew, and most Jews aren't like this, but there's laws in the books. Here's Israeli soldiers, and they say, hey, we want to kill you, actually. The Sanhedrin, once we're in charge, we're going to kill you, your idol worshippers. Well, if Israelis watch football, that's worshiping an idol. Stop it. This isn't Moses and the golden calf, and, you know, that was the message God was sending. This idea, here it is.
We don't do anything illegal. You cannot take us to jail. If you are not involved, please go. Shalom, my friend. We bless you.
You're in my country.
You come to the United States, you can say whatever you want to say. That is a free world, yes?
You're not in the United States. You're in Israel.
I understand.
You can say whatever you want to say here.
Yes, you can. It's legal. It is legal to preach about Yeshua. We preach at Damascus Gate. The police said it's okay. We preach at Jaffa Gate. The police say it's okay. Please stop. I respect you. Respect me.
Doesn't have to respect.
That is the right thing. Are you Jewish? Do you want to honor God? That is the godly thing to do. We respect one another.
The godly thing is to kill me.
That's
right. That's what the Torah says.
The Torah says to kill us.
The Torah says that people who worship idols such as yourself, when there is a Sanhedrin,
to kill us.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what the Torah says.
So we know how the Jewish people feel about Christians, yes? That you discriminate against Christians.
Christians are idol worshippers.
You discriminate against Christians.
The Torah says that Christianity is idol worship.
Yeah, you got a cell phone in your pocket. That's your God. I mean, this is dangerous. Stu Peters, thank you so much. 60-second closing comment.
Look, there's zero doubt that the church is rooted in Judaism, that it has Hebrew roots. But this Zionism stuff, Khazaria is not Hebrew. Khazaria is not the Israel of the Bible. Israel is not a nation state. Israel is God's chosen people. Those who accept God and follow Jesus are Israel. Those who do not are not. It's very simple. So this secular geopolitical nation state created by Eastern European Bolsheviks, who are not Judeans, calling itself Israel, which is seeking to expand north as part of this greater Israel project, is not the Israel of the Bible. There's all kinds of international relations stuff that we could talk about, but there's a fact here. There's some guy calling himself David Ben-Gurion, the head of something called the Jewish Agency, who was the founder of Israel. And that is the bottom line. So when they're pulling on your heartstrings and they're trying to get you to go to your Bible and read about Israel and everybody's wearing the cute little lapel pins and dressed in foreign military garb on our U.S. House floor to try to get you to support this, when you do, when you support removing food, removing water, removing electricity, and flattening Gaza so that you can get these 25,000 Hamas terrorists in a population of 2.3 million, what you are doing is unfetteredly, without bias, without prejudice, and without thinking, you are paying for and sponsoring and cheering on the death of innocent people. And if you are a Jesus-believing Christian, you should be opposed to any military intervention by this military-industrial complex. We have the most corrupt, murderous government on the face of the planet. It is a corporate crime syndicate, and it must be stopped.
All right, Stu Peters on fire.
My God.
StuPeters.com. Talk to me again soon, brother. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Drew Hernandez takes over. And then Owen Schroyer about to be put in prison. He's up in 30 minutes. Thank you, Stu.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Alrighty guys, Drew Hernandez here, guest host here for the remainder of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Gonna carry you over to the war room. We got Owen Schroyer locking and loading, getting ready right now to fire off for the next couple hours. But until then, guys, you know, I find it interesting, especially with the insurrection yesterday in D.C. with all these pro-Hamas Palestinian, pro-Palestinian, you know, virtue signalers. What I found interesting about it was you had these so-called U.S. Jews calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. You know, number one, you know, I had two questions when I saw this yesterday. And the two questions I had were, number one, are these really Jews? You know, it's because all we ever get are paid protesters, non-government organizations, Soros-funded organizations that just send people in with T-shirts that claim to be something. They don't actually have to be the something they claim to be. They just need the public resistance so they can gain public support for another never-ending war or whatever it is they're trying to raise money for and pull the emotional, emotional strings of human beings that are watching the narrative, that are watching the news. So number one, when I saw that, I immediately asked myself, are those really Jews? like U.S. Jews calling for a ceasefire in Gaza? Like just calling for a ceasefire for their own destruction of their own people? See, that doesn't make any sense. That's when you start to ask the question, are they really Jews? Are they really the stock of Israel? Do they just think that they are? Or are they operatives that are bought and paid for? Because that happens all the time in the United States of America. You get political operatives that are bought and paid for to go hit the streets in order to preach a certain message to gain public support. So when I saw that, I immediately thought that to myself. And if this is some kind of op, which it always is, some kind of op, whether it's official or unofficial, whether it's backed, funded by non-government organizations. But however, you get that dirty Rashid Tlaib out there. You know, does she even wear deodorant? You know, she looks disgusting. Like, does she even brush her teeth? I mean, these people don't believe in using, like, you know, American cosmetics. They don't believe in, you know, American sanitary, you know, cultural values or standards. I mean, you look at Rashid Tlaib, she looks like she smells like BO. She looks like she belongs in the Middle East. Totally disgusting. You know, that's how I feel about it. That's what I think about it. So whatever, take it for what it is. But she's sitting there screeching and like, I'm crying. Did you see what they did? Did you see what they did in Gaza? Kids are crying and they should cry. They tell them to stop, let them cry. You see what happened to the hospital in Gaza? Like, turns out to be debunked. And all, like, these so-called Twitter journos, that all they do is just spread rumors all over Twitter. They don't actually, like, verify any of their sources, especially when it has to do with wartime reporting in a region like this in the Middle East, especially when it's Israel versus someone else in the region or someone else versus Israel in the region. You know, they all just get checked immediately. I think it was Laura Loomer that came out. I just totally checked all of these, you know, all these Elon simps. It's the ones that Elon all, you know, that all, you know, massages testicles every single day. And, you know, he props them all up and they just butcher everything. I find it kind of hilarious, to be honest. But anyways, you know, it turns out, oh, the hospital, it's actually still there. It's like, oh, are people shocked that Jews and Muslims are slaughtering each other in the region over land and religion? Like, you see a bunch of Zoomers, too. Have you guys been seeing this? Like, a lot of Zoomers all over social media. Maybe they're seeing war, you know, for the very first time. They're seeing images. They're seeing video clips. It's ugly. It's devastating. It's not easy to watch. There's casualties on both sides. I'm like, whoa, are you surprised that Jews and Muslims they're fighting? They're fighting over land in the Middle East. They're fighting over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Whoa, dude. Could you believe that? I think a lot of Zoomers are getting their cherries popped with this one, to be honest. It's like, wow. Whoa. Israel is retaliating. Could you believe that? And casualties are coming out of it. Whoa. Whoa. Islamic terrorists are slaughtering Jews. Whoa, just wait till you find out what they think about the Christians on both sides, boy. You know what I mean? It's like, but, you know, people will come to their own. They'll get their cherries popped eventually, and they'll figure out, you know, not all is as what they think it is. And there's evil in all humanity, according to the Bible. All have fallen short of God. All have fallen short the standards of God. All have fallen short the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short the glory of God. Jew, Gentile. This is the book of Romans. Jew and Gentile alone. Which actually, if you're actually a Jew, the Apostle Paul, the ex-Jewish terrorist, okay, when he was Saul Tarsus, okay, the ex-Jewish terrorist that came to Christ and repented, actually pins down in the book of Romans that the Jews are actually more held accountable by God. Because they've been given the oracles of God. I'm not talking about the commandments of men, which, by the way, Jesus, the King of Jews, condemned while he was here. If there was anyone that was more aggressive
against Jews, like just straight up. It was the King of Jews. It was Jesus Christ himself. Just read the Gospels, dude. Just totally obliterating all of them, calling them children of Satan, calling them frauds, saying that their worship is fraudulent and fake and inauthentic, calling them whitewashed tombs. You do not call a Jewish person that. Like, Jesus. You know what I mean? What is he, an anti-Semite all of a sudden? The King of the Jews is an anti-Semite? Just read the Bible. Anyways, the point is, the Apostle Paul made it very clear that you're actually Jew. You're actually more held accountable by God because they've been given the oracles of God. They should have known who Messiah was when he came, but they rejected him immediately. So you read further in the book of Romans, God has placed the real, okay, Jewish people, they're under a spiritual stupor. This is all in the book of Romans. You read the entire thing. And eventually they will see whom they crucified and they will have tears in their eyes. They'll see the ones whom they pierced. End of the 7-year tribulation. There will be a mass remnant in that area as well. The point is this, is that nobody is exempt from getting called out for their evil. Nobody is exempt from getting, especially if you're a Christian. You don't find that anywhere in the Bible. The only one that is sinless is Christ himself. No human being, whether Jew or Gentile, all alike, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I find it interesting because I did say this, you know, I said this immediately on all the shows when all this started popping off, and I'm listening to Alex and Stu go over this whole thing, and people questioning the state of Israel. You know, it's not about anti-Semitism. It's not about, you know, trying to make people hate Jewish people. If anything, if you are questioning the official narrative of the Israeli government, that's in the best interest of the Israeli people. I mean, if you think about it, that's what we do here in America. Like, do you listen? They came out the gate immediately. And when they said that, I didn't trust anything of their official narrative of how it all went down. Immediately, the American media, the Israeli media mobilized alongside of the Israeli government and all of their operatives and talking heads. Listen to all of them. They all said the same thing. What'd they say? This is Israel's 9/11. Oh, and what's the official narrative? Well, the official narrative was an intelligence failure. It was an intelligence failure. So, my bad. How come all the Jews in America aren't calling for resignations? Whatever narrative you go with, okay. If the Israeli government comes out and says, well, our bad. It was an intelligence failure. It's kind of our fault that a bunch of Jews got slaughtered in the state of Israel. Like, where's the uprising for that? You know what I mean? Like, okay, so they're admitting fault. It was an intelligence failure, whether it was an actual intelligence failure or not. Where are the U.S. Jews calling for serious accountability of the Israeli government for the Israeli people that were slaughtered because of the failure of their own government? Hello? You know, but you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to say that. Oh, you are not allowed at all. And even Charlie Kirk was asking these questions, and they started calling him an anti-Semite. It's like, well, you don't believe that, what, the deep state only exists in America? What are you, retarded? You know what I mean? It's like a globalism only. Globalism exists everywhere but Israel. Yeah, dude, imagine being that retarded. My gosh, we'll be right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Listen, man, I'm America first. I'm concerned with American security, sovereignty. I'm concerned with America success. I'm concerned with American lives first. This country is gone. It's been gutted. We don't have a southern border anymore. We don't have a sovereign nation any longer. And so the reason why this matters is because what's happening right there in the region is happening here, because you've been seeing that for the past couple weeks. They're calling for a global jihad. They call for death to Israel. They call for death to America. And we currently have a government that's going to sell us out entirely into another never-ending war in the region. So, you know, I was listening to some Israeli former IDF, very prominent speakers in the media. They always have intel whenever something's going down in Israel, their former IDF. I think they're probably Mossad, but they always seem to have intel right when something goes down. They have hundreds of thousands of followers on YouTube, on Telegram, all over, millions of views. And it was interesting because it was breaking down what actually happened that day. And apparently the official narrative, it was a colossal intelligence failure on Israel's part. And he said Hamas strategically placed snipers all up and down that southern border. And those snipers took out all the cameras simultaneously. And once they took out all the cameras, they took out all the Israeli security, IDF, you name it. They took them all out at once. And then they paraglided in. No one could see it. They didn't get to Netanyahu in time. They didn't think it was an actual threat. And they bulldozed the entire border. They start massacring Jews all over the place. Like, I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, and then they say, this is Israel's 9/11. I'm like, all right, dude.
All right. Yeah, I don't believe your official narrative. I just don't. Yeah, people got slaughtered, but I don't believe the official narrative of how it happened. See, why is it you can't question this government, but you could question every other government on the face of planet Earth? Because this is about the people. This is about the citizens that are made in God's image of that nation. So I would submit to you that questioning whether the Israeli government has the best interests of their own people is 100% legitimate and on the table. I mean, false flags are happening all the time. Government selling their own people out for their own political interests, whether it's internally or whether it was an op done internally to, because there's all kinds of political division going on within Israel and their politics, left versus right, woke versus traditionalists. Very similar to what's happening here in the West. I mean, think of the ops that the feds have pulled on us, on MAGA, on Trump, J6. Come on, dude. You think that can't happen anywhere else? You have to be absolutely retarded, absolutely mind-numbed, void of thinking to think that that can't happen. All I know is this. I'm America first, and that is a concern to me because I get sucked into it. You get sucked into it. The Biden Secretary of Treasury of the United States of America right now is all there. She's all over the media. They're questioning her, saying, well, can the United States of America sustain another war in the region on top of Ukraine? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could sustain it. Yeah. She says Ukraine and Israel. Now we can do the whole thing. And you know, and at the end of the interview, if you guys didn't see it, you know what she says? This is how you know it's total BS. Great reset. America last is destroying us and dismantling us. She comes out and says, well, the American economy is doing great. You're like, all right, here we go. Great reset, build back better, baby. Here we go. More of my money going to another never-ending war. More of my money, and I can't even confirm what's actually happening down there or what's not. People are being emotionally manipulated on both sides. You got so-called U.S. Jews calling for a ceasefire in D.C.? What? Is that even real? You know what I mean? I mean, if it is, it's total retardation. And I wouldn't be surprised because you get all these women out there in support of Palestine and all these Muslims that hate women and homosexuals down there. You know what I'm saying? It's like for real. I mean, I can absolutely believe that people are that stupid. Yes. But at the same time, is it coordination or is it a mixture of both? Or is it a mixture of both? Because quite literally, that's the definition of a useful idiot, correct? So, I mean, that's why Americans have to be vigilant. Don't fall for propaganda. Don't get emotionally manipulated to choose a side. You gotta put America first right now. You want to know why? Because like these people, these death squads get deployed in neighborhoods and cities in the United States of America. You know what? A husband out there, when you're if you're unarmed like a total retard and a beta cuck because you think guns are bad. All right. When these terrorists and these death squads, they get deployed in your neighborhoods and they start dragging your daughter and your wife out by the back of their head and dragging them around tied up to the back of a Tacoma. The last thing you're going to be thinking about or virtue signaling about is, I got to support Israel right now. I got to give all my money right now to Israel. Oh, my God. I got to give all my money to the Palestinians. Maybe you are that beta cucked out and retarded. Maybe you will be thinking that. As you're dying, getting killed by terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Not me, dude. Not me. Not me and my family. Not me and my home. We can't sustain this. This country's over $30 trillion in debt. You think we could sustain another never-ending war? Two of them at the same time? We ain't going to be a blessing to Israel. We ain't going to be a blessing to anybody. Nobody. As we fall apart, culturally, morally, spiritually, economically, financially, are you kidding me? And I've been saying this for the past few days. Anyone that has such a hard-on for Israel, you know what, dude? Sell all that you have right now. You and your family, sell all that you have. All right? Join the IDF, get on a plane, and go die for Zion. Go. And the same thing goes with these people like the Rashida Tlaib. Like, the Palestinian children! Send them all. Send them all these queers for Palestine, all these virtue signalers. I mean, you see, you saw this yesterday in D.C. Literally have all these butch lesbians with mullets running around chanting the chat to eradicate Israel. You know what I mean? It's like, what? And you got these dudes, you got these homosexuals walking around. I guarantee you they identify as women. They're walking around and they're all pro-Palestine. I'm like, what the hell? Come on, dude. It's a never ending. All right. It's a never ending episode of South Park. It literally is. Like, you can't write stuff better than this. But to those retards, put them on a plane. They can go to the front line of Gaza right now and they can go fight Israel if they want to put a stop to all this. And, you know, when you question somebody like that point blank, you know what they say? Oh, well, I can't. Oh, what? You can't? You're not? Oh, my God, were you an anti-Semite? Oh, what do you hate Palestinian children? What's wrong? You're not going to go do it? You're not going to go do it? That's what I thought. Shut the hell up, dude. I'm so sick of this virtue signaling on both sides. I really am. Ain't none of these people going to get on a plane and go die for Zion or go die to protect Palestinian children. Shut the hell up. Seriously. Like, just seriously, just shut up at this point. You know, you ain't going anywhere. You know, and if you want to give all your money, then you write your paychecks out and just keep sending money. Just keep doing it. Why you got to suck all of us into it? Well, we are experiencing inflation on the verge of recession, possibly depression within the next few years. If by some miracle Trump doesn't get in, if by some miracle Trump gets in, maybe we got a shot at, you know, pumping the brakes a little bit. But you think we can afford another multi-trillion dollar, two of them at the same time in 2023? Give me a break, dude. Yeah, you must really want to own nothing and be happy, I guess. You must really want to just eat nothing but bugs. You must really want this entire country to be plunged into never-ending debt so we become slaves. We become absolutely slaves. Well, I'll tell you how we're going to get there. Launching another never-ending war in the damn Middle East. While our military gets gutted, while we don't have a border anymore, or all our police departments are all gay and woke just like the military. We got the CCP, you know, invading our airspace and the Biden administration knowing about, oh, that's fine. Hi. Everyone say, oh, you weren't supposed to see that. Everybody look up and wave hi. We are so screwed. Like, I just have zero tolerance for like conservatives too, that are just like so hardcore. Everything you got, like, you got Lindsey Graham and that nagger Nikki Haley that's always nagging, wanting war. Like, let's go! We're gonna go die for Israel. Let's go for the Palestinians. Let's all go die. More money, yeah. It's like, well, how come when it comes to Ukraine, you want? Yeah, you know, well, no, they want for Ukraine too. You know, no, I'm talking about a different sect of people. I'm talking about people, let me correct myself. I'm talking about people that are total hypocrites that are like, we need to stop funding Ukraine. We can't afford that. That's hundreds of billions of dollars. Oh, but you know, just give it all to the region. Give it all to the Middle East, to Israel and the Palestinians. Which, by the way, that's what Biden is doing right now. We're literally funding both sides. Hundreds of billions of dollars, dude. While we weaken and go poor. Sounds great, guys. Doesn't it sound fun? Oh, yeah, I love it. I just love going poor. Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, come govern me hard, daddy. Yeah, pay all our debt. Just plunge us into the never-ending abyss of debt. And it's going to be fun while all the pedophiles take over.
But at least you cared about the Middle East.
Give me a break, Warren.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.